Country Drive. That's the brand new single from Rascal Flatts. I'm now joined in the studio by Lisa McHugh. Lisa, welcome back to Downtown Country.
Great to be here.
Listen, you are widely regarded as the Queen of Irish Country, and it's richly deserved because I follow you on social media and I've never seen anybody who works harder than you.
To be honest, in my eyes, there's only one Queen of Country Music in Ireland, and that's Philomena Begley, but I'm very flattered that you would think I'm the Queen of Country, to be honest. Things have been going incredibly well for us. You know, I'm very lucky over the last 6 years to have been given, you know, so many fantastic opportunities that, you know, so few have been given, you know, previously. So I'm very lucky that I've got great fans that continue to support, you know, us time and time again, and, mm-hmm. and hopefully that continues to grow as well.
Where does the drive and work ethic come from?
I think it's really being passed on to me throughout my family. My mum and dad, my dad in particular, he, you know, from a very young age, he always, you know, said to my brothers and my sister and I that nothing's going to be handed to you on a plate. And he was very much eager to influence us that way. You know, whenever I was working for my dad, you know, he made us work hard. It wasn't just an easy job, because he knows, you know, it's not an easy world out there that we live in. So I think, you know, growing up with that influence from my parents really, you know, sunk in from an early age for me. And with saying that, you know, a lot of people would say it's very tough for a female, you know, artist in this business, and would have done before I even started, and probably would have been trying to kind of put me off the idea and thought it was a bit of a crazy idea. But it made me more determined to work hard and to try and prove people wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm a very determined young person. I love a challenge. And I love the idea of trying to make things bigger and better all the time. So I don't really see this as a job. I'm a bit of a workaholic because I love it so much. So I think, you know, with those combined, I think that's probably where it comes from.
In your downtime, you're in the gym. You never stop.
Yeah. But see, my downtime, me being in the gym is getting, you know, my headspace, is clearing my head completely. You know, I think exercise is a very healthy way to clear your head and keep you fit and healthy as well. You know, being on the road and being so busy all the time can be very grueling and very tiring, but I try and keep my stamina up as much as I can by going to the gym as often as I can.
You touched on it there. I know it was originally a love of country music that brought you to Northern Ireland, but when you first started, I think it was 2010, was it?
Moved over in 2010.
Yeah. And when you first got a band together and you started going out and gigging, were you embraced by the Irish country community, being that you're originally from Glasgow? Because as you kind of just said there, I would assume it's a lot easier for the fellas to pull in the young girls, whereas I would say a lot of young girls might initially be almost a bit jealous of you.
That's exactly what was said to me when I was starting off. You know, I first of all was on a television show called Glortira in 2009. And when I was joining the show, I was very apprehensive because of that exact reason. I wasn't sure if people would welcome me, if they would support me, because I wasn't originally from Ireland. I was the only contestant on the show that wasn't and had ever been on the show that wasn't from Ireland. But it turned out to be quite the opposite, and I had a huge support on the show, which I was pleasantly surprised about. And as you say, you know, the young girls are more common to go and look at someone that they'll enjoy looking at on stage, which is 90% of them would enjoy, you know, a young, good-looking man on stage. So it's trying to, you know, get those young girls on side, and some of them, you know, as you say, might feel threatened that I'm going to be going after their boyfriends or their husbands or their partners or whatever the case may be. But, you know, that's not my intention at all. I'm there to entertain everyone, whether you're male, female or anything in between. You know, it doesn't bother me at all. And I have to try and get those females on side and let them know, you know, and reassure them that I'm not a threat in any way, shape or form. And, you know what, thankfully it's gone really well, and there's a lot more girls coming to see us time and time again, and it's great to see that.
A medium you seem to have really embraced is Snapchat.
Yes.
And what I love about that is we get to see the real Lisa, but also we see the hard work that goes on behind the scenes, and also the payoff, because it's not all glamorous.
It's not, no. It's definitely not a glamorous lifestyle. You know, people might look at, for example, they might look at me on stage for 2 hours and think, oh my goodness, she has the easiest life in the world. And you don't blame them, because that's all they would see. But it really is through mediums like Snapchat and social media that you can show people exactly what goes on, you know, behind the scenes. There are more days than not where we're, you know, we get maybe 3 or 4 hours sleep and we're up and we're out again and we're mm-hmm. doing promotion or we're doing radio or we're doing, you know, another show or we're traveling to the next place. There's a lot of traveling involved. And you know, I'm not complaining by any means. I'm very fortunate for getting the chance to do what I love every day. But yeah, it's just, it gives people, I think it's more of an eye opener when they see, you know, that I would like to show things behind the scenes on Snapchat, as you say, and just to be more personal with people. I think that's, you know, I'm no different. I'm just a normal person. And I'm, you know, I find it funny that people would take an interest and to follow me on Snapchat and be interested in watching me in the car singing along to songs on the road to a gig. You know, it's funny to me, you know, but, you know, if that's what people enjoy, then.
The new album, it's hashtag Lisa Live. It's yes. taken from your recent live DVD, which was recorded at the Marketplace in Armagh.
That's right.
Tell me, how special was that night?
That was the most special but the most stressful night of my career to date, without a shadow of a doubt. The DVD in particular was something that, it was a project I've always wanted to do, and I wanted to do it myself, so I wanted to produce the whole thing, along with my musical director and the band, Ray. The two of us produced it, so it meant that we were taking on a challenge that neither of us really understood exactly the amount of work that would be required for the whole thing. It took over a year for us to get everything, you know, plans in place, you know, choosing the right venue, choosing the right production team, the right camera crew, the right musicians, the right songs, the right arrangements, the staging, the costume. Everything had to be done to, you know, every I had to be dotted and T crossed. And it was a lot of sleepless nights. It was a lot of stress. But it was certainly the most fulfilling project I've ever done, and I'm delighted that it turned out so well and that people have, you know, received it so well and are raving about it. And, you know, the live CD is the very first live recording we've ever been able to give people to take home and play, you know, in their cars and give them that real live element, you know, as to what we get on stage every single night. So, yeah, it's going down really well, and we just released the single from it there a couple of weeks ago, Play Me the Waltz of the Angels, which mm-hmm. was taken from the live DVD. And I put the video on Facebook, and I can't believe what's happening, to be honest, because we've over 1.3 million views on the video in just a few weeks. And it's something that's completely exploded, and we weren't expecting it at all. So it's lovely that people would take the time and enjoy something that is live and not just a studio recording as well.
But that's what I'm saying to you, like, social media has changed the game.
Totally, mm-hmm. totally. It's a completely different animal, you know. It's free promotion, and it's a real, I think it's a real special way for us to connect directly with our fans and to keep on top of things. And, you know, I am constantly looking at social media to see if there's something that we can improve on, if people mm-hmm. have comments or, you know, advice or ideas. And I'm constantly trying to find fresh ways and new ways of keeping people interested in not only me as a person, but Lisa McHugh as a brand and a band and musician. And, you know, I think that social media has certainly changed a lot of that over the last few years.
So you performed at the pop-up stage at C2C in Dublin last year, because I remember I was there and you drew a massive crowd. You got a better reaction than some of the headliners, if I'm being honest with you.
Oh, thanks.
And I know you're playing country to country in London next month.
I am, yes. I'm so excited. We'll be over in the O2. Myself and the band are going over, and be performing on the Saturday afternoon and the Sunday afternoon. And you know, to be on the same poster as the likes of Reba McEntire, I mean, I never in my wildest dreams would ever imagine that to happen. And to have been asked to go along to London this year, it's a huge, you know, a huge platform for us, you know, to get in front of an audience that we've probably never, would have never seen me before. I'm going to be doing some of my own original songs as okay. well, so we're hopefully going to tap the water with that and see how it goes.
So you're on tour right now at the minute with Gary Gamble.
Yes.
How's that tour going?
We are having so much fun.
Yeah.
Hashtag country tour. It started a few weeks ago in Ballymena, and I can't believe that nearly all of the shows have sold out from the length and breadth of the country. So it's fantastic. And we have a few coming up. I'm in the Waterfront in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. which is sold out. I'm
unbelievable. Because here's the thing. So many people have told me that country music and Irish country belongs in the outskirts,
yes.
not in the city. That alone is proof that it's working.
Yeah, yeah. It's working. We're slowly filtering into the cities
but you,
now.
And you've got Nathan in the SSE too.
Yes, you know? That's going to be huge. It's going really well, and we're actually in the Millennium Forum as well on the 10th of March. Mm-hmm. There are still some tickets available for that if anyone fancies coming along to see us. But yeah, our special guest, Gary Gamble, he is brilliant. He is hilarious, and he's gone down an absolute bomb on every show. So yeah, I'm having a ball on the road as usual, living the dream.
I think this is a stupid question because I can kind of see the ambition burning in your eyes. Is that arena level that Nathan's now at, is that what you aspire to?
Always has been. Yeah, it always has been. I've always wanted to do, you know, a world tour, a world arena tour or stadium tour, you know, and I've had that in the back of my mind from day one. Whether it's possible or not, I don't know, but it's certainly keeping me going and determined to try and achieve it as much as I can.
You'll get there. I know you will.
Thank you.
You mentioned the concert at the Millennium Forum in Derry.
Yes.
And we're giving away pairs of tickets for that gig all this week across Downtown Country.
Fab.
Yeah. So we're going to kick off today on Drive. When you hear one of your songs, give us a call on 02891 818181. And Lisa, seeing as you're sitting in front of me, I'll let you pick the song.
Why have you left the one you left me for?
May we all get to grow up in a red, white and blue little town.